Welcome to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis of the Dormition of the Virgin Mary Greek Orthodox Church of the Hamptons in Southampton, New York. In this episode, Thomas Sunday.
We are living at a point in history when to believe, and I mean really believe, that Jesus rose from the dead is less and less popular. We're living in a time when to believe and really believe that Jesus rose from the dead is under attack. And we're living in a time when to believe that Jesus rose from the dead, or to even believe that God really exists and is knowable, that there is capacity within the human being to discern anything about God, is sometimes even worse than under attack, dismissed. You ever hear that? Oh, that's your truth? That's good for you? That's your truth. You know, we want to respect what everybody believes, but we don't want anybody to really believe. We treat our relationship with God as if it were a family tradition or a custom to be perpetuated or something that's good for the kids. And Thomas was in the position that many, many people in the 21st century find themselves in. Thomas asked a very natural question. Where's the proof? Where's the proof? I won't believe it until I put my finger in the mark of the nail where he was crucified. I won't believe it until I put my hand in the opening where they pierced his side. In other words, Thomas said, I won't believe it until I see it. I won't believe it until you provide me with proof. So incredible how Jesus appears 8 days later. Because I know that when I doubt God, and I do, I will confess that. I know that they published some of Mother Teresa's diaries. Mother Teresa also doubted God at time. And if you just take a look at the Psalms and just read what Saint the King David, who was a serious sinner but a great saint, if you read what King David wrote, there were times when David seriously doubted God. God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you multiplied my enemies? Why have you sent me down into the pit? Why have you abandoned me? So to doubt God is natural, and I think it's really instructive for us to see how God responds to Thomas's doubt. Because I feel guilty when I doubt. I feel ashamed when I doubt. I don't want to admit. It's hard for me to admit it right here to you. I don't want to admit that I doubt God. Now, Jesus isn't thrilled with Thomas. He's not like, hey, good job doubting me, Thomas. But Jesus doesn't come down on him either. He gives him what he wants. He says, come over here, Thomas. Put your finger here in the mark of the nail. Place your hand in my side. Don't be faithless, but be believing. Isn't it incredible how Christ has the love of a parent? Christ wants to give his children what they need to know him. Even if it means, come and put your hand in the wound. Look at how great God's love is for us. How great God's love is for us. So the first thing that I really want to encourage you in, and I want to take encouragement in for myself today, is that when our faith is under attack, and it can be on attack from the outside, or it can be on attack from the inside. Right? When our faith is under attack, we need to take Christ's invitation to approach him. To say, Lord, I believe, help my disbelief. And if in moments of doubt we present our questions to God prayerfully, we can do that on our own in our homes as we pray. We can do that in discussion with the spiritual father. You can do it in discussion with me or with Father Alex. But if we present our doubts to God and give him the opportunity to respond to us, he will surprise us. He won't give us the answer we thought he was going to give us. But he will give us an answer that opens the doors of paradise to us. So that's the first thing we want to really understand today, is that in moments of doubt when our faith is under attack, we don't run from God and go try and figure it out on our own. That's how the relationship breaks down. We go to God in prayer and say, as the father in the parable from earlier said, Lord, I believe, but help my disbelief. Right? And the second thing that I want to say is, as we're reading through this morning's epistle reading, what happened to Thomas after he doubted the Lord, and after the Lord responded to him, and after he confessed his belief in the Lord, Thomas became one of the apostles. Right? And the apostles were sent out into the world not only to proclaim Christ, but to work wonders. We read today about how St. Paul was in prison, and then the prison doors were miraculously broken open. Right? If we can fight through doubt and, like Thomas, become faithful, God works wonders in our lives. Now, we may not miraculously break open jail doors. We may not raise a dead man from his coffin. Although, in the history of the church, those things have happened. But every Christian is a miracle. And every Christian is a furtherance of that miracle. The miracle of God incarnate, the miracle of God risen from the dead, the miracle of human salvation. So let us all go to God not only with our reports of being good, not only in our moments of feeling faithful, but let us go to God in our moments of being downtrodden. Let us go to God even when we doubt him. Let us go to God even when we are angry with him. Let us engage him constantly. And if we are constantly engaging the Lord, he will move our lives into miraculous directions, and he will make us conduits of his grace in the world.
You've been listening to Good News for a Change, a video and audio podcast on the Sunday Gospel with Father Constantine Lazarakis. To hear more, visit the Orthodox Christian Network at myocn.net. That's myocn.net.